Hey, mama. Welcome to Marketing Without Socials for Moms, the go-to podcast for moms in business who want to stop relying on social media to build their business and build it in a way that fits their current season of life. I'm your host, Andrea Singletary, a wife, mama of two, and visibility strategist for moms. Each week, I'm giving you the inside scoop on how to increase your visibility, leads, and sales through podcasting, email marketing, and collaborations. Ready to truly make social media optional in your business? Grab your chai tea latte and let's dive into today's episode. Hey, mama. Oh my gosh, it feels so good to be back behind the microphone. If you aren't on my email list, then you probably missed my announcement that I was taking the month of August off from the podcast. Not to go too much into it, but we just had a lot happen between moving, and then while moving, I started potty training my youngest, and your girl needed a break. Potty training my daughter took a lot out of me. Moving took a lot out of me, as well as we've been having some work done on the house, so we had to have our backyard done, and we got a water filter system installed and all these other different things. Preparing for homeschooling, I listened to my body and I was like, you know what? I'm taking a month off the podcast, and it felt good to do it, but I'm so glad to be back. Anyways, today we're going to be talking about how moms in business can stop overthinking every email. So I have been having more conversations with moms about their email marketing. In full transparency, it's because I've launched a new offer called the Email Reset. It's in the beta testing right now. But I did some market research, and there were so many feelings that came up for moms. So I, had some moms say that, they never know what to write for their emails. They overthink every sentence. They don't want to sound pushy when they're selling in their emails, or it takes them forever to write an email. And I get it. This used to be me. When I first started email marketing, oh my gosh, it was so overwhelming. I was like, what do I actually write about? What do people actually want to hear from me? Am I just adding to the clutter in their inbox? So many thoughts went through my head, and that impacted how I showed up in my email marketing. I thought when I wrote emails, when I was working my 9-to-5, or even thinking back to college, I'm like, I have to sound professional. I have to present myself a certain way so that, other people in my audience take me seriously. But the reality is that that wasn't my personality. Those professional, overly polished emails aren't really me. Not to say I'm not professional, but I was really missing the whole point when it came to email marketing. And so when I first started out, I tried writing emails myself. That wasn't going well. So I was like, you know what? Let me invest in some templates. But I did not know, when I first started using email templates, I did not know how to actually really shape them to sound more like me. But also, I found myself spending so much time trying to make them sound more like me that it took me so long. I could have just wrote an email from scratch myself. And I was just really missing the whole point. When it comes to email marketing, or however you market your business, the number one thing is relationship building. And how do we build relationships with people? We get to know each other, right? So we share our personality. We share these bits and pieces of ourselves and of our lives and different things so that people get to know us, but it'll also not just build that trust, but it'll get them to open up back to you. So when I started incorporating more storytelling, when I started sharing more about what I'm doing, how I'm doing things, more about my kids and my family and stuff like that, that's when I started getting the replies. That's when I also started seeing conversions from my emails. And that's the missing piece. That is what I see with so many moms in business. Like I said, I used to be guilty of this myself. We think we have to do things a certain way, and we question everything. We overthink every single word. And then it gets to the point where it's like, why am I even trying to do this? This feels pointless. This does not feel like it's worth my time. But you really have to get away from that. The goal is not to be perfect or show up perfectly. The goal is to really just be yourself. Write like yourself. Write like you actually talk. Show up as your authentic self. This is why I am anti-templates. And I'm not going to go on this rant here because I have another podcast episode dropping later this month on why I don't believe in using templates anymore. But you don't want to use somebody else's words. Your people want to hear from you. Your people want to hear your thoughts and opinions. Your people want to hear your viewpoints on these different topics and these matters and different things like that. Your people want to hear from you. So you have to move away from these things. So like when it comes to the overthinking, the biggest thing right there while you're overthinking your emails is because you believe that there is one right way to write your emails. There is no one way to do anything. Like anything you'll see like in the online space when it comes to marketing, sales, you will see people using so many different strategies and everybody will say, my strategy works, my strategy works. And it does, but it may not be right for you. So you have to figure out what is your way to do email marketing. And this is why I always like, I tell my clients, you don't need to do what so-and-so over there is doing. What do your people actually need to hear from you? Why did these people come into your world to begin with? What attracted them to you to begin with? That's what they want more of. That's what they want to see. They don't want what Sally over there is doing. They want to hear from you. So stop thinking there is this right way to do it and just start writing, sharing what's on your heart, sharing those messages that you may be a little hesitant to post on social media. And this is, I'm talking to myself here too, because this is something that I have been navigating. Like, I really want to say this, but I know it's going to ruffle some feathers. And at the end of the day, like, it's not about being mean or anything like that, but you want to weed out those people who aren't really a good fit, who aren't in alignment with your values and beliefs and different things like that. And the way to do that is sharing those polarizing thoughts and beliefs and opinions. So you got to stop the overthinking. The other thing is perfectionism. If you are an entrepreneur, I know that you are either a people pleaser or a recovering people pleaser. Like most entrepreneurs are. We are ambitious, we are driven, but we struggle with people pleasing. And so you have to move away from this people pleasing type of thing. Like the goal isn't to come off perfect so that you appeal to everyone. And so in your writing, you don't need to wait until everything is polished or it sounds perfect. Like when you do that, you censor yourself, but also it probably results in you not actively sending your emails. Like you try to make it sound so perfect and you don't like it, so you just don't send the email. And then you're not consistent with your email marketing. It doesn't need to be perfect. It doesn't need to be polished. Like some of my favorite email lists that I'm on, they have typos in their emails every now and then. But it's like, you know, it's a human, right? But again, it doesn't need to be this perfect thing. Like even like I'm a big reader. And so like books I'm reading, like there'll be typos and stuff like that. I still enjoy the book. I still love the author. Like it does not to be perfect or anything like that. The other thing is too, is that one thing that comes up is what if people unsubscribe? And when it comes to unsubscribes, you want the people who cannot benefit from what you have to offer, aren't a good fit for what you have to offer. You want them to leave. And I have had people leave my email list and come back later, leave again and come back later. they always end up coming back. But you only want those people on your email list who actually can benefit from what you have to offer, who actually want to learn from you, who actually want to invest in working with you, because you're paying for them to be on your email list. Like, we are not paying for people to just sit on our email list and not eventually work with us, not benefit from what, you know, the value we're giving in our emails and different things like that. So that is something you have to get over. Like, they aren't rejecting you. They just don't need what you have to offer. And that's okay. Not everybody is going to be a good fit. And so this is, again, where it comes in that you need to be showing up as your authentic self. So that way you can have those people who need to leave, they can get themselves off of your email list. They can hit unsubscribe themselves. You don't want to just have a bunch of people sitting on your email list who never have any intention of working with you, who really don't like the content you're creating, who aren't actually benefiting from, you know, the value you're giving and stuff like that. Okay. The other thing that comes into, like, you overthinking and not being consistent with your emails and just having the struggle is this fear of being too pushy when selling in your emails. Like, this was something that came up a lot in the market research I did for my offer, The Email Reset. Many of the women felt like they were being too pushy when selling in their emails, and so they avoid selling in general. Selling is an act of service. Selling is kind. And you have to shift your mindset around that. You are a business owner. You aren't doing this for fun. You're not doing this for kicks and giggles. You're not doing this just because you feel like it. You are trying to bring in money to help support your family. You are trying to bring in income because you have dreams, you have goals. Maybe you want to buy a house one day. Maybe you want to take your family on this amazing vacation, you know, out of the country or something, whatever it is. But you're not going to be able to achieve those things if you're not making sales. And in order to make sales, you have to sell your offers. So you're not being pushy, but also you're not a scammer. Like, this is something I see so often. The ones who feel pushy with being, like, selling are the ones who are the most genuine people, who they over-deliver. They aren't taking advantage of people. They aren't scamming people out of their money. But the people who are loud and bold with their selling, those be the main ones who be out here scamming people, taking advantage of people, not actually supporting them or getting them the results that they promise. So you have to look at your own character. You know you're not a scammer. You know you're not trying to take advantage of people. You know you aren't out here just trying to take people's money and not fulfill on your end. So you're not being pushy. Like, you're just telling people, hey, I know you have this problem. This is how I can help you. So you have to get, like, shift your mindset around that. And at the end of the day, like, when it comes to your emails, you have to look at what your goals are. And if your goals are to build trust and, you know, convert people into your offers, then you have to show up as your authentic self and you have to sell your offers. If not, you're just creating a list of people and you're sending them tips, and that's just going to put you in the friend zone. And you don't want that. You don't want to be in the friend zone. You, like, yes, you want to build relationships with these people, but you also want to be able to serve them well and get them the results that they want. And they have to invest in your offers to do that. So this is, like, where we have to shift things. Like, we can't keep overthinking these emails. We can't keep censoring ourselves and holding ourselves back in our email marketing. Like, if you're going to leverage email marketing in your business, you have to make these shifts. You know, your email, this isn't a corporate memo. This isn't about trying to be perfect, saying the right thing or anything like that. It's about really connecting. It's about writing the thing that your people need to hear. Like you're writing a friend. Like whenever I write my emails, like I imagine that I am writing a close friend, and like I just keep it real. I keep it 100. Like I talk the way, you know, I write the way I talk. And so that's what you need to visualize. Like you're visualize you writing your best friend whom she really needs, you know, the support you offer, and you're helping her to see like, hey girl, I see you got this problem. I get it. That used to be me. But you don't have to stay there. Like, this is how I can support you. And if people unsubscribe, it is not the end of the world. It's not. It's okay. Like, and one of the things that I started doing is that I no longer look at who unsubscribes. Like, I don't look at it. Like, I'll see the number and I'm just like, okay, you know, they didn't need what I had to offer right now. So I bless and release them and I go on about my business. Because I rather focus more so on the people who are actively replying to my emails, clicking the links in my emails. Like, those are my engaged people. Those are my warm leads. Like, I'm going to focus on those people more than the people who are unsubscribing. I know that I didn't do anything personally to the people who unsubscribe. And so they made the decision for themselves to leave my email list. And that's okay. Like, it's not the end of the world. It's not. Okay, so as I wrap this up, I really want you like going into writing your next email. And you can take this advice like with every email. I really want you to think about like, okay, I'm writing my list today and just envision like one person. What do they need to hear from me right now? Like thinking about who your ideal client is. What's going on, like what their current reality is right now. What do they need to hear from you? How can you actually help them? So to give an example for me, I know right now my mamas are in the thick of transitioning back to school. So I can write an email that really addresses like the craziness that goes from transitioning from summer break to back to school, you know? If their kids are in, you know, public school, getting the supplies, going to, you know, all of the back to school nights and meeting the new teacher and all these different things. And then because now I'm starting my homeschooling journey, I can even talk to the homeschooling mamas who are transitioning back to homeschooling. You know, like there, I can really talk about something that is relevant to them right now and really help them to see like, girl, I see you. I get it. This is how you're going to get through this. You know, especially like they probably took a break for the summer to like just be present with their family and stuff. And so they're also transitioning back into full on, you know, business mode and stuff like that. But like really looking at, okay, what is going on with them right now? What is something that I can say to them right now that one, helps them to feel seen, help me to validate their feelings, but also give them a solution. And that's your next email. Like, that is how you can bring in that personal life, you know, into your emails. And I think it makes it a lot easier when you view email marketing that way, looking at how you can bring in these personal aspects of yourself and connect with your email community on that level instead of looking at how am I going to sell my offer today? Or like thinking of it from, how do I say this? Think of it from like essentially like a business perspective, like taking the humanness out of it and just really thinking of it like at the business level. Well, flip it. How can you bring the humanness in, you know, the humanity into it? Like, how can you bring your personality? Like, even, like, I talk about this all the time. Like, I do a lot of, like, 90s references. Like, I literally can hear an old school song and I'll be like, oh, you know what? I'm gonna make an email about this song because it, like, makes a thought come in my head and that I know my audience, they're primarily millennials, so I know they'll get it. And everything. So like you don't have to I'm like really trying to figure out the best way to say this. Like, clearly I'm like rusty when it comes to podcasting, and I'm not going to edit this out either. But I think when we really look at creating content from a place of like your current reality or things going on in everyday life versus being so heavily strategic with it, I think that is when you really tap into your creative mode. That's where you really find your voice, find that freedom, instead of like trying to follow the strategic plan that's so rigid and it has you overthinking every little thing. So I'm going to wrap this up. I know normally like I talk about my offers earlier in the episode, but I didn't, and it is what it is. But if you're not on my email list, then you probably didn't hear about my newest offer, the email reset. And I created this because I've heard from so many moms that they're just overthinking their emails, or email marketing doesn't work for them and whatnot. And when in reality, it's just, we just need to make a few tweaks to your emails, you know? And so the email reset is where you submit 4 of your emails to me and I audit them. But this ain't no basic little audit where you can go Google what to change. No, I really go through and look at, okay, this is a great place for you to sell this offer. Or, you know what, let's bring in a story here. Like, do you have a story that where you can really connect with your audience? Or, you know, let's bring in more of your personality here. Like, I feel like how this is worded, it does not sound like you at all. Like, I go through line by line and really show you like what we can change, what we can tweak. So that way you are, one, building deeper relationships with your email community, but also you're selling your offers and you're starting to see those conversions, because we're connecting the dots for your audience. We're helping them to see like, hey, I know you have this problem. I get it. I fully understand. And this is why this is a solution. This is why you need to invest in this. This is what it's going to do for you. And even looking at different things like how we can make sure you're speaking to the different buyer types in your audience. So I bring in all of that. And so I will provide that feedback in a Google Doc. So like, you basically share your emails with me via Google Docs. I go in, I comment, provide feedback, but I also record a video walkthrough further explaining, you know, my reasoning behind the feedback and suggestions and different things like that. And I kid you not, like, this has been so great for the clients I've been able to do it for. One client, she started seeing more replies from her emails just by implementing the changes I suggested. She also saw a 10% increase in her email open rates. And other clients just they've had these like aha moments, like, oh my gosh, like I never thought about it this way. Or, wow, I see where like I could be selling more and doing it in a way that actually feels good, doesn't feel pushy, doesn't feel like I'm being a sleazy car salesman. But anyways, I share all that to say is it's currently in the beta round. I've only opened 10 spots for this beta round. And so the beta pricing is $147. You get 4 emails audited. And the only thing I ask for in return is your feedback, just so I can really, you know, improve this offer and be able to provide the support for moms in business. I see, like I said, I see this come up a lot with a lot of my mamas in the community where they want to do email marketing, but they just feel like it's not working for them, or they're spending hours on a single email. And I don't want it to be that way. Like, I want them to be able to confidently write these emails and hit send and know that it's going to do the very thing that they want it to do. So if you want to grab one of those beta spots, you can head over to mamaturnmompreneur.com/reset to grab one. Once the 10 beta spots are gone, the price is going to go up. So don't miss out. Like, if you really want the support with your email marketing, go ahead and book your email reset. This is also linked below in the episode description. All right, Mama, I'll catch you in the next episode. Hey, Mama. Thank you so much for taking time out of your busy day to hang with me. I would love to keep the conversation going. So head to mamaturnmompreneur.com/marketingwithoutsocials to join my email community. I share even more tips and strategies for building a business that doesn't rely on social media and one that fits your current season of life, as well as more behind the scenes of mom and business life. All right, Mama, that's it for today, but I'll catch up with you again next week.